We purchased the vineyard 5 years ago. So that was a vineyard that is now 25 years old, but had never been open to the public. So we've learnt so much on setting up and combining tourism and agriculture into one venture. So that has been 5 years, and we purchased the Lilydale Larder about 18 months ago. And again, to have our own retail outlet, but also to showcase the produce, the wine, the craft beer, cider. So both businesses work off each other, but are also great standalone.
Do you see the primary production as the foundation or tourism? Where do you see those two connecting?
I guess growing up and in my travels as a journalist, seeing a lot of farmers that were really selling their produce, they didn't know where it went, how it was being marketed, what was being done to it post the farm gate. And a lot of them hadn't even toured the processing facilities where they'd put so much work into this product and then suddenly had no idea what was happening to it. So our focus was very much about farming. So it was the agriculture, but controlling the whole supply chain. So not only growing the grapes, but also then seeing the finished product in a bottle and marketing it and selling it. So probably being a little bit of a control freak, but wanting to control the whole part of the agricultural cycle.
Well, you don't think small, do you? You're thinking really big with your project for this award.
Absolutely. Look, I guess we've learnt so much from the Farmgate experience, and we have so much to offer in Tasmania. There's the most amazing people out there doing incredible things in agriculture. And tourism, obviously, an industry that a lot of people are hanging their hat on to be the future of Tasmania. So we think there's an opportunity for farmers to do more in tourism, and by opening up their farms and experiences through Farmgate options. So whether it's a shop to sell their own products, or whether they make something or value add part of their crop, to again increase their profitability. It's been pretty tough on farms in recent times, and their reliance on supermarket chains and diminishing profitability. So if there's a way that they can achieve full margin for their product by selling it from the farm gate, then we think that's a great way to go. It's not for everybody, but there's a lot of instances where they might have extra tomatoes in their garden, so they might be able to make relishes and sell that from the farm gate. They might be able to knit some of the amazing wool that's coming off the sheep back and do something in the garment side and the fashion industry.
We can think of some examples like this already. It's happening here in Tasmania in some structured ways with trails, but also ad hoc. What's happening elsewhere?
So what we're seeing is we started the Tucker Box Trail in a small way with four producers on the East Tamar. And we have the wine trails, we now have cider trails and whiskey trails in the state, but no one's pulling it all together and actually coordinating it and marketing it to the global marketplace. So we'd like to see Tasmania be at the absolute fore of tourism and agricultural trails. So my project is to go to the mainland and have a look around in Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia at some of the individual trails and how they're doing it and how they're marketing it. And then also look at the collaborative, so how they're doing it on a state basis and setting themselves up. I'm also proposing to have a look at the trails in New Zealand. Obviously, New Zealand does it beautifully. And what they've done with Marlborough and their Sauvignon Blanc is incredible. So I'd like to spend some time over there to meet the people behind it, the individual producers, but also the marketers, so we can come back to Tasmania and hopefully take it nationally and see all of these trails being pulled in together. So when you arrive in Tasmania, you can actually experience it, meet the characters. And we want to see children going onto these farms and being educated about where their products come from. They know where their milk's made. It's not just from a bottle, but the education component is a really big part of it as well. And it all really stemmed when we had very young children and decided that going out on birthdays was a really bit difficult to flash restaurants. And we went down to the Huon Valley and we took our esky and spent the day planning to go around all the farmers, collect all our produce and go back and cook up a feast when the children went to bed. And we ended up eating 10 kilos of blueberries for dinner. And it was really tough to find farmers that were open, farmers that wanted you to come onto their property, and there wasn't a trail in place at that time. So that's where the idea came from, a real need for us and for so many others. So we're certainly hoping that we can and do this and make Tasmania the ultimate place for experiencing farm gates.